Johnny limped with difficulty down the next stairway. He was not at all prepared for what they had found. It was a big room they apparently used for shooting practice, a sort of indoor range. Some Russians were standing around something on the floor, looking at it with varied expressions of distaste and disapproval. The Scot directing him stopped, mutely pointing down. In the middle of a veritable lake of congealed blood lay what must have been two old women. It was hard to tell from the scraps, but strands of gray hair, brown skin, and ripped clothing lay with scattered bone chips in two mounds. The mangled messes and some spent blast gun cases told their story. Several cyclos had stood here, and bit by bit, inch by inch, with hundreds of carefully non-lethal shots, had carved two women apart. What a hellish bedlam of shots and screams and laughter this place must have been just a few hours ago. Dr. McKendrick, summoned by someone else, came in. He stopped, avoiding standing in the blood.
Impossible to tell from temperature. Not enough left to check. Maybe 4 hours from the coagulation. Women, 40, 50 years old, worn out by hard work.
They carved their limbs off inch by inch and shot by shot.
He stood up and confronted Johnny.
Why do cyclos do that?
It gives them pleasure. They think it's delicious. The pain and agony.
Johnny looked at McKendrick.
It's about the only time they feel joy.
The doctor's face set.
I feel much better about autopsies on cyclos.
A Russian had been moving something with a stick he had found.
Hold it,
said Johnny. He stepped around the blood pool and picked the object up. Robert the Fox had come in. He halted in shock. The object that was being held up was a tam o' shanter, the bonnet of a Scot. No body of a Scot, just a tam o' shanter, fairly new, the kind the coordinators wore.